Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, tomorrow at this time, we'll be recapping Jerry Jones' first appearance of the 2018 season. He's back with Sean and RJ on the Home of America's team. 8:30, JJ, tomorrow, right here on The Fan. Pat Doney in from NBC5 had RJ Choppy / Chappy in last night. You can go check that out as RJ and Troy out for the first day of school. But I'm excited to unleash this. This was a failed segment that I had at the beginning of this show about 6-7 years ago. Well, moved to Texas, you know, and what do you think of? Barbecue and football. That's what Texas does. So I wanted to do a high school football segment every Friday. The problem was, Pat, that we weren't able to cover enough schools, regions, couldn't fit them all in. You are all over high school football, and you guys are doing it a different way because – you know, you hear this is religion, this is what Texas is all about, and we just had a hard time, you know, covering the entire area.
So the way that we handle it on NBC5, we have big game Friday, every Friday, starting next Friday, August 31st, I think is the day. And then on Saturday, we have the Inside High School Sports Show. It's 30 minutes from 6:30 to 7, recapping everything that happened the night before. I host both of those shows. The way we've looked at it, man, is this. There are too many teams. There are too many games. There's too much talent in this area for us to cover everybody. So we try to focus on the really good teams, no question. But we also look for great storylines, man. And this year in high school football in North Texas, the storylines are just unbelievable. I mean,
so you're going out every Friday night to a different game?
A different game every Friday. Fans can vote on our website for our game of the week, NBCDFW.com. We have a list of our top four or five that I help choose, and then the fan vote helps decide which location we go to. And then I'm live in our 4, 5, 6, and 10 o'clock show, live on location at that game of the week on Fridays. And
so
then on Saturdays, it's back in studio.
That big of a deal that they put you on site to sit there and do the broadcast from?
Big time. Yeah, we do a hit, and we do a lot of storytelling. We'll do live interviews with the coaches and players. And it's fun, man. You know, the school gets fired up. You know, we'll go to the pep rally sometimes before. I'll never forget one time walking into one of them not knowing what we were going to have. And it was at Prosper High School. And, you know, we walk in, and the entire gym is jam-packed. And you would think that we were like a rock band walking on stage. You know what I'm saying? As we walked in the middle of this thing, just an eruption of these people, these students going insane because they're so fired up to be on TV and be there. So it's a lot of fun, man. But like I said, the storylines this year, ridiculously good. My favorite one that I'm most interested in watching, so John Stephen Jones at Highland Park, the quarterback there, won two state titles in a row. Jerry's grandson, Stephen Jones' son, Highland Park, one of the most prestigious high school football programs in the country. John Stevens now off to Arkansas. I thought he was a great player, underrated. I think he has a chance to actually play at Arkansas down the road in college because he's just such a smart guy. Their new starting quarterback, Chandler Morris, is the son of Chad Morris, who was SMU's coach and is now the head coach at the University of Arkansas.
Mm.
To give you an idea of just how highly regarded Highland Park's football program is and head coach Randy Allen there, Chandler Morris stayed here for his junior and senior year of high school to play quarterback at Highland Park while the rest of the family moved to Fayetteville, Arkansas, where dad is the head coach of the Razorbacks. So, and I went to the spring game and watched him throw on the run. He is a cannon, great runner. I think he's going to be a really good player, one of the top players in the area. He'll be really fun to watch. That'll be interesting to see. Two great storylines as far as like just human interest stories. Sam Harrell is the coach at Ennis High School. Sam is the father of Graham Harrell, mm-hmm. who was the quarterback at Texas Tech. Sam was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis back in the early 2000s after a great run there at Ennis. Was essentially paralyzed back in about 2010 when it had a very kind of controversial stem cell procedure done in Panama. Not Panama City, Florida. Panama City, Panama.
Wow.
And it worked, man. And he is fully back. Again, he was paralyzed, and now he's back coaching. And Ennis just rehired him. He's going to be the head coach. So his first game is next Friday night at Ennis High School, a place that loves the guy. I'm so fired up to see him. He's a wonderful person, too. Nice. So excited for that. Last one, Daniel Mayberry is the head coach at Mansfield High School. Was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma back in the winter. And, man, just chatting with him, doing an interview with him, it didn't at the moment sound like it was going real well. He had a treatment done this offseason. And miraculously, man, he is cancer-free now. And he is back coaching already when he was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma back in December. So just these coaches have great storylines. The people care so much. You go into these stadiums, it's jam-packed. They love seeing that our TV camera's there to showcase the kids. That's what it's all about, too, man, trying to get as many of these kids on TV. The grind, you know, in summer practices, we used to call it Hell Week back in the day. Two-a-days, pads, especially in this Texas heat, yes. You know, in August. These kids work so hard for this, man, that we're trying to get as many kids on TV as we can. And people love going to the games. I love going to the games. I grew up as a ball boy starting when I was 4 years old all the way up at a high school in Southern California. I love high school football, and I'm really excited it's back next Friday.
What about the talent? Who's this wide receiver?
Okay, Theo Weiss is a wide receiver at Allen High School. Depending on who you're looking at, you know,
and they never produce good wideouts. I mean, 10-3 show.
We've never seen a good wide receiver come out of Allen High School,
right? Ones who didn't quit.
So Theo Weiss is committed to Oklahoma
as he got his 13th leg surgery.
I was gonna say, yeah. Poor Jeff Cavanaugh, just taking shots, man, on the couch right now.
He's,
you know, listening
he's
to
texting.
Us.
He's about to.
So Theo Weiss, though, might be the number one prospect, depending on who you look at, in the nation. Going to Oklahoma, guy's just unbelievable, man. You throw the ball up to him and he comes down with it. And he did that as a junior last year. He's back. Allen's the favorite to repeat as state champions again in the big boy 6A.
How would you compare California high school football to here?
I'd say it's very different. I think people care a lot in both places. I think people are more likely to pack a big stadium here than there. I think the talent here is phenomenal and probably deeper, but out there, their quarterbacks are just, I mean, they just are known for having great quarterbacks, and I think it's very good out there too. And California, as just like Texas, is just such a big place. Orange County is where I grew up, so different from LA, which is so different from Central California, which is so different from Fresno and so different from the Bay. Just like here, it's very different from DFW to West Texas down to Houston, San Antonio, and there are great pockets all over the place. I think the great teams from California can hang with the great teams of Texas, but I would probably tell you that I think it's deeper here in Texas. There are more good teams here in Texas than there are in California.
How much better should our local colleges be?
Man, that's the thing. It's just that it's just surprising to me over and over again.
Right?
That,
why are the Longhorns in their state?
Well, I mean, here we are now, and maybe this is the year. I mean, Phil Steele thinks that Texas is going to bounce back this season and that this is the year for Tom Herman. I grew up a big USC football fan, so I'll be watching that early Texas-USC game. My guy over at NBC5, Newey Scruggs, says that he is pretty confident that's going to be Tom Herman's coming out party, that he thinks that they're going to beat USC, and I'm not so sure.
Mr. Longhorn commented the other day on what his squad in the burnt orange is looking like.
I don't have many affiliations. I got God, I got my family, I got America, I got Texas, and I got the Longhorns, you know. So this is one of those things that's non-negotiable for me wherever I go. Ambiance of the whole team on both sides was different today than it was when I was here last year and even the year before. No one needed a kickstart here today. So the energy was good. It's exciting times, but it's time to turn the page. And I think the page is being turned. It's time.
It's time. It's time. McConaughey.
All right, all right, all right.
If someone was moving here, well, this might run into the problem we have with our segment, but if there's like a top three list you would tell someone. When someone moves here, they're like, what's the barbecue? Where do I go? What should I eat? Is there like a top three must-do high school football list that you would suggest?
Ooh, man, it's tough to narrow it down to three.
Yeah, if you don't want to narrow it down, we'll move on to the other story.
No, I will tell you that seeing a game in Allen Stadium is pretty phenomenal. That does not feel like a high school environment. That was a bigger, louder environment than my college experience at Liberty, which has grown since I left.
Yeah.
So I think Allen's up there. I think the DeSoto-Cedar Hill rivalry is fantastic. I mean, there's just so... I mean, you'll see multiple head coaches of major college football programs at that game every year. Mm. And then one of my favorite rivalries over the last few years that's developed is the South Lake Carroll-Euless Trinity rivalry. It's just such a different, you know, like, dynamic on both teams, and yet the games are always close. People really care there. Those are probably my top three, but, man, I could probably give you about 10.
Have you met and talked with Roger Emmerich?
I don't know if I've spoken to Roger.
Oh, my gosh. That's the high school authority around here. So talk to Roger, running a high school radio network, and you guys be talking high school football like Al Bundy for days. What's going on in Georgia? Is this a result of the Maryland fallout?
Yeah, kind of crazy. There's a Georgia high school football program, one of the top teams in the state of Georgia, Grayson High School, that the players decided to walk out on practice because they were unhappy with their head coach, Christian Honeycutt. He had to apologize to the players about the practice conditions. Essentially, what it was is just he was asking for players to do full-on tackling when they weren't wearing full pads.
And, what?
I mean, just all sorts of stuff. Just kind of the old school, you know, like trying to recreate the old school, but maybe a little, you know, not maybe. It sounds like definitely going too far.
Wonder how many high school teams are going to try to – I don't think it's going to happen because, you're going to quit on your season? Like, you just give up the entire year? You're going to force the coach to change his ways and his methods? But I wonder how many people are going to try to – how much of a copycat this would be.
This reminds me of the whole debate back with Adrian Peterson. Remember with his son and that whole deal?
Oh, yeah,
People wanted to bring up the spanking deal. Okay, that wasn't spanking. Okay, so in this situation – this is not just like, you know, being like tough on kids. I mean, there is a list of some of the things that were going on. One of it is that there are multiple players with broken bones in their hands from the excessive hitting that was going on during practice, being told they needed to continue to practice through that.
Toughen up!
If you're talking about a couple of players with broken bones in their hands, I mean, this is not...
This
is not just like, running stairs when it's hot outside.
Go back to California, Downey. That's not how we do things here.
Look, man, you're the one who just said pecan, all right? We already have a couple people here online on Twitter calling both of you guys out, saying it's ridiculous.
Dan Bailey's mother sent me a picture of a can of peas saying, this is how you're pronouncing it.
That's a pecan.
She said, say pecan.
Thank you.
It's not a pecan.
Thank you,
Mrs. Bailey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.